We're going to call the order, the Board of Adjustment. Wednesday, February the 26th at 7 p.m. First thing on our order of business will be to do a roll call.
Luke Nelson.
Stan Kraus.
John Hill.
Diane Victor. And we have two items on our order of business today. 2.1 is consideration in action to grant or deny a request for a variance to remove a tree with a trunk greater than 6 inches in diameter from a city right-of-way abutting lot 17, block 4, zoning district A, 3330 Miramar, as requested by owner Schweiker's wife at home. And also, there's a consideration in action to grant and deny a request for a variance to remove a tree with a trunk greater than 6 inches in diameter from a city right-of-way abutting lot 17, block 4, zoning district A, 3332, so 30 and 32 Miramar, as requested by owner Schoenker's waterfront homes.
There are two titles there just for notation.
Okay.
It's lot 18, and the second one is 2.2 and not 2.1.
Okay, well,
the address, street address is correct, but it's going to be lot 18.
The second one is lot 18?
Yes.
Okay.
And there are two applications that reflect that.
Okay.
And we have a third item on the addendum, which is...
Consideration in action to grant and deny a request for a variance to construct a carport garage closer than 5 feet to the side of property lot lines, such being less than the minimum permitted distance of 5 feet from the side property line, lot 5, block 42, in zoning district A, 1015 North Country Club, as requested by owner Penny Anderson. I guess we'll start with,
what did you do part one for?
Am I on there?
You're in the planning and zoning.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. It's a little confusing. We have two meetings.
Well, Mr. Solomon has kindly given you the first. So if you'd like to go ahead and tell us.
So we are, I guess we're up to start.
Just tell us where you're located and what you want to
Okay. So we're at 1015 North Country Club Garage.
Okay.
And what we're looking to do is build a garage carport addition. And currently we're requesting the width of the garage to be at 18 feet, just over 18 feet. For practical purposes for the garage, that's going to barely give us enough room to get two cars in there. It's going to be a tight squeeze. If you squeeze it down to the suggested 16 feet where we actually already got the drawings and plans for, but we requested the variance that we can keep it at the original 18 feet. And it's just for the practical purposes of the garage. At 18 feet, we'll be able to fit two cars side by side. Or if you're coming in from the other direction, we'll be able to fit the full length of the truck without any of it hanging over. So that's why we're requesting the variance.
Okay.
So I have a question. How close the variance is to build a carport within 5 feet required setback from the side property?
Well, from my understanding, the original drawings were made where the property, the edge of the garage is actually 5 feet off of the line. If you look at the drawing, it shows a distance of 15.2 feet from the property line and the edge of the top corner of the garage.
Is this your drawing that you submitted? That you explained to?
This is not the engineer drawing.
Well, this is the site flat. We have construction drawings, right? You'll get construction drawings.
Can they be a little bit more detailed than this?
Yes.
Yes.
There's a full set of engineering drawings.
Okay.
Did you like those?
Yes. So if you're
show me right here. You're 15 feet corner.
This corner right here is 15.2 feet.
From this property line.
Which corner?
Which one? This corner here is 15. From this corner is 15. Yeah, it's 15 feet.
So you're, my understanding, man, you don't need a variance.
Well, what I was told was that the distance between either side of the house, that 15 feet plus the distance on the other side of the house, had to be greater than 28 feet total. And that's where we're falling short.
Who told you this? Mr.
Lattin? Lattin. What's the distance on the
side? I believe I have it on.
Is this a carport? Is this a...
It's going to be a carport, correct? It's going to be a carport with storage on top.
It's built into the house.
It's
right.
It's going to be attached to the garage.
It's built into
and like
the structure.
I said, with the engineered plans, you can see the 3D
okay.
From each view, and it shows the complete engineered set of plans. I don't know who spoke with it earlier, but they said they found the drawings from
okay.
The permits. So I assume that was just originally from the survey that we did, just and I turned it into Latin to kind of show them what I was thinking. From there, he said, okay, this is what you need to do. We went and got the engineer plans based upon kind of the original conversation. So I was thinking that you guys was going to be looking at the
whole plan.
Right.
Now, would you like to work?
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you look at here, this is the top corner at 15.2, and what I believe that they were saying that the difference is this space and this space has to be greater than 28.5. So that's why we submitted new plans to remove, to bring this in 2 feet, but then that, it kind of makes it
surely,
right.
And surely, this,
sounds right to my
surely this space plus this space is more than 28.
And
maybe he's talking about this space and this space.
And that was one of the concerns because of the angle of the property.
Yeah.
It was difficult to determine where you would actually set that distance and where you're going to take that measurement at. So depending on where you took the measurement at would be.
Can you confirm for me whether or not that's really a requirement? I thought the only requirement other than the 5 foot on side property lines is that you had to be able to, if you were at 5 foot and someone built over here, they would have to stay at least 10 foot and maintain 15 between the structures.
Okay, it's a whole series of things. The minimum is 5 foot from the property line.
Okay.
15 feet is a structure across. And there is a minimum of 20 feet on both sides of the structure and a minimum of 20% of the minimum 20% of the lot width. So the sidelines are parallel to the property line, and so it's where the property sideline touches the structure at the closest point. Right. So when you take those two together, they have to add up to 20 feet and no less than 20% of the lot width. And the problem is that this lot is a little bit quiche, dome shaped, and the structure is not close at all to being parallel to the property line.
So it needs 20 feet, but it probably doesn't meet the
percentage, and I think that's what a 28 came in.
Are there homes on these other lots over
this
here?
This lot here is, there's no home there, but my mother does own this one.
Okay, and the other side, is there a house
and
there?
And there is a property on the other side.
Well, yeah, there's nothing.
There's nothing.
Nothing close.
Well, it doesn't matter nothing. Because that's already built, so that's...
Right.
Yeah.
Well, but I just wanted to know the distance that would be between the carport that they want to construct.
It seems to me there's a large driveway here on this side, correct? On their property.
There's, no, this area here is just wooded area.
Oh, okay.
Their driveway actually sits, if this was their house, then their driveway would sit on this house, on the house side.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there is a letter in your packet from a neighbor.
That is the neighbor who owns the property on the other side.
Karen Gilligan. Well, it wouldn't be his mother.
Correct.
Karen Gilligan's mom's son.
The letter's from the property owner on this side?
Yes. And you're on the lot next door?
On the other side.
The side where the two-story frame addition is going?
Yes. The chairman has next door, but here the lot between her house and
Very short one. Attached to the wall.
Yeah, and she owns the lot and the house at the other side of the lot.
Okay.
We have
objection.
No.
Okay. I mean, it just seems like a formality here.
Yeah, I agree.
So.
I have a motion to approve and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Let it show that all are in favor.
Okay.
There wasn't that bad, was it? That's it. You got it.
So then we don't have to resubmit our drawings here.
No, there'll be a minute that goes to the building department that you were granted the variance.
Okay.
And you just go right back to them.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you all for coming. This one stays. This is the only one that you want to remove.
On this lot, yes.
On this lot.
And it's in my driveway. If I pour around it, he's not going to guarantee that by me disturbing the roots and pouring concrete on top of the roots that it's going to
So you
got to
save the
material.
Yeah.
The medulla on this one. And like I said, this house is sold. The owner has requested to have a circular drive here. It's like several other houses that I'm building down there on Miramar with circular driveways. And the tree is just enclosed or inside the concrete barrier.
If you didn't do a circular driveway, though, you could...
It would still be on top of the roots. Somewhat, not as much, but it would still be on top of the roots.
Is there going to be any mitigation at all for the security?
I know you can't plant trees.
Oh, we're going to be planting other trees as part of the landscape plan. I mean, I sold this house, and the contract price is $1.3 million. The guy is spending a lot of money on a lot of things down there on his house.
Can you build similar trees?
Probably
not quite that high.
Well, I don't think, we're not talking about a 100-year oak tree, but we're not talking about a 3 or 4-year-old oak tree either. But we're talking about one that has a root ball or a root span that is going to encroach on the driveway no matter where I put the driveway.
Yeah, it's about 20 foot tall size.
Yeah.
I mean, it goes up to drip line on the whole thing.
And I've also got a permit request that we're going to be putting culverts all the way down on that side with drains, and we're going to get into this one next, down the next one, and then down Meadow Lawn, we're going to be putting culverts and drains. And when I do the culverts and drains, we're going to backhoe in there, and it's going to be disturbing roots too. So what we're trying to do is get it all level where there's no ditch there.
Yeah.
So
maximize your lawn space. And I think you said that there's going to be a large landscaping package. Is there a way, because we want to preserve as much of the greenery we have in the city, and I understand the whole processing, with the mitigation part to have a guarantee for us as the city, so we kind of know that there will be something that's replaced or taken out.
Well, why don't we do this? Why don't we go ahead and let this one sit, and let's talk about the other one too, because I'm going to be moving some stuff on the other one. At 3330, I've asked to move one of the modules.
Okay, which one is it? Is it this one here?
Okay, this is the one that's on the property line, and this is the other one.
This is the one you want to move?
Yeah, this tree is valued at about $38,000.
Right.
I will move this at my own expense down to 3334 in the city right away on the property line at my expense, because this is a very, very valuable tree.
That's lot 19 or 20?
It is. I'm going to put it between lot 19 and 20 right on the property line.
In
the city right away. No,
oh, okay.
Be
okay.
It'll be in the city right away.
Okay.
And the cost is between $900
and
$1,800.
The third one's from the end.
Yeah, it'll be this one. Like I said, that's one of the most expensive species in palm trees that you can find. It's a medjool. And it is probably 15 foot clear trunk, and they charge you about a foot on the trunk. So it's a very valuable tree, and I know the city owns it, and I would hate to lose it. There's no way that I would cut it down. It can be moved because of the root ball, or almost as nothing, and I'll have a 4-foot spade that actually moves it. So the chances of survival is above 95% of moving that. And I think the city has moved those before.
Yes.
So it was success.
So these two live oaks on the end are going
to
stay?
I'm going to have the one on the corner is going to stay, and the one right next to it, I need that. We've got a driveway going through there, too. The one on the corner definitely is going to stay. There is an inlet right there that is quite low. But I think as a city engineer and my guys, we can actually raise that inlet up when we put the culverts in. to make sure that we don't disturb that tree at all.
Well, it's the larger of these two. This one in here is kind of squeezed between that big oak and the jewel, because I'm just looking at it today.
And when we get ready to landscape, I'm probably going to ask another parent to actually have an arborist give me an assessment on pruning those trees. Not like the neighbor has in the last 4 months, but actually professionally having it pruned with the city's approval. You know, I think that once we thin them out a little bit and just prune them up, I think they'll have more room to sprout. Last thing I want to do is have a property with no trees on it. I mean, I buy lots with trees on it all the time, just from trees. But what I'm trying to do is accommodate both of these houses are sold. They're wanting to circle their driveways in both of them, and I'm trying to accommodate everybody and make sure that the trees that we do leave are going to live.
Is there anything that you could do to guarantee that there is some type of mitigation? I mean, well, I know that you're not going to be able to put that large of a tree anywhere,
right.
But, you know, a couple 15-gallon trees, you know, of a deciduous type that is going to be a good, you know, firm tree that's to help mitigate the elimination of the trees that are being taken out.
You tell me what you want, I'll do it. I mean, I'm open to suggestions. Of course, like I said, I've got both these houses under contract, and I'm ready to start them. And I do have homeowners that I have to work with. But I tell you, the homeowners have got my hands tied on pretty big budgets on landscaping, and they're more into like hibiscus and oleander and flowering plants and other stuff. I mean, and I don't have right here, but. Pretty sure Mr. Stoff would probably pull those the floor plans. These floor plans are up on stilts, and they're the one on the corner is a it's a 2.5 story, and the other one is a 3.5 story, and have balconies all the way around them. So if we're talking about a Washingtonia that grows real tall and straight up and then has a big bloom on top and it's like 80 feet tall,
yeah.
I don't think they'd have a problem with that.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know. Even something on the backside that helps with the neighborhood so you don't have a cleared lot with a tall house.
And this is no disrespect, but once I get that house on there, you're not going to see anything in that backyard. I mean, it's not going to do anything for the neighborhood. They're going to put swimming pools back there.
The house takes up,
you know, and the house takes up most of the lot. And whatever I plant, you won't see it for 20 years back there because the house is so tall. I'm at 37 feet above MBFE, which is another 10 feet. So my houses are like 47 feet tall back there.
What is the square footage?
4,000 on that one, and like 3,700 on the corner.
Now this photo here is the trees along Meadow Lawn. Yeah, are any of these coming out?
Two of them.
Which one?
Yeah, they're all in here. This one and this one. This one's right. This is the one on the corner. There is a. I don't know what the name of the street is. Down one, I think, like two doors down from her. What's the name of that street that goes to back through there?
Forest.
They have the driveway that goes off and then comes back, and that's basically what they're trying to do. Is that search their driveway just been down there?
Glad to see somebody building
that. I own. As of today, I own 8, and I have another 1,200 contracts in on or near Miramar. If she's before y'all trying to do something that I'm going to be trying to do, I give her my cards and told her that we can split the cost on it. My whole deal is basically build houses that everybody loves and wants to come and live in else. That's it. I built that gray house down on Miramar. And I've got another one at 3518 on Miramar Construction right now. I've got the permits on these two, but I've held off starting the houses until I get a decision from the city. I mean, it's going to break my heart to cut these trees down. I mean, it really does. I mean, they won't even give me anything for firewood or anything. They charge me so much to cut them down. If I could have them leave, stay and do the driveways like they wanted to, I would.
Are we allowed to ask for citizen comments?
Yes.
Is there a citizen comment?
Hello, 3342 Miramar. One of the things about our city that I think makes it beautiful is that people use the Miramar to walk up and down all day, the whole city does. And one of the nice things about it, especially in the summer, are those trees. They're on city property. It is a city easement. They're as close to the street as they can be. I don't want to see them down now. They also, one of the concerns I have with the four houses where two houses used to be on this lot is drainage. And drainage is going to be a problem. Those large oak trees do soak up lots and lots of water. So, and where they sit is a real good place for them to soak up lots of water because they're right near the ditch. So, although I have a circular driveway and I like it, I have a backyard that still has land where water can again drain. And these four houses are going to take up that land that's there with rooftops, which means less drainage. So drainage is an issue that concerns all of us in Short Acres because after ice comes, it's wet. So, and we get a lot of rain, you know, like yesterday, an inch, and that water comes up pretty quick. And it will change the drainage when we have four houses and not very much. And the other thing is, I thought we had a tree ordinance, and especially we have a tree ordinance on our own property, I mean on the easement where the trees are. So I just think that those trees belong to the citizens, and so many people use Miramar and walk up and down in the sun in the summer. It's really hot if there's not a tree. The palm trees, they're pretty. I think they were donations by people from the city, but I don't really care about the palm trees, the oaks I do. And the other thing is, I think you're supposed to replace the canopy. However much canopy you have to plant somewhere in the city, something to mitigate for that. And I think that should be done. So I'd like to see them say, I'd rather have a tree in the house myself, but.
I have an engineer's drainage plan that drains my lots from the back to the front, and I put in culverts with drainage. 3330 has an inlet right there on that corner.
Mm-hmm.
3332 does not have an inlet that goes out into the water from Harris County, so I'm having to provide enough culverts to be able to get my inlets down 3330 into the pipe all the way to the inlet right there on that corner. And I have engineer's stamp and city approval from Lappy on my drainage permit, and I'm awaiting the elevations for the 18-inch pipes from the city engineer. And I have in the past, at 3418 Miramar, installed 18-inch culverts, and 3418 did not have an inlet for some reason that actually went into the bay, you know, from Harris County. It drained back to 3422 Miramar. So I am sympathetic to drainage. It is a major concern of mine not to disturb the drainage, to be able to preserve the drainage and make sure that the drainage is completely dead. The last thing I want to do is build a house and the drainage is not right and I have to come out and rip out somebody's yard and re-drain it with a tractor. So Latney has made it very specific that we put a drainage plan together. Before my CO is issued, that the drainage plan is followed. Has an engineer come out there and actually shoot elevations to make sure that I've followed my drainage plan to the teeth before he gives me my CO. And I have done that on my one and only instance that I've built over here, and I did it the first time without any problems. So the drainage on these two lots And I own the two lots next door to this too. So there's no way that I'm going to drain these two onto those two, because then I'm going to end up having problems with those two. So the drainage, I don't think is an issue here, because I'm going to make sure that it's going to drain.
And I do think it's an issue. And I also wanted to ask you, you said 3418 Miramar, you installed what culverts?
There was 18-inch culverts.
18-inch culverts there. And then, I looked at your drainage plan yesterday, and I didn't see much of your drainage plan. What I saw were arrows pointing forward and arrows pointing sideways. But I couldn't see in your building plan any kind of attachment systems or anything like that.
I'm waiting for the city engineer to tell me where he wants the hammocks.
Well, I would advise the committee not to serve them, not to approve anything until that ends.
Well, I mean, that's all up to the city engineer, and I waited on 3418. I waited 6 months for the engineer, y'all's engineer, to even give me the top of the culverts. I mean,
the engineer was out this week.
This was 8 or 9 months ago. You can talk to Ann Weaver at the city. We're having trouble with a city engineer giving us the top of these culverts. I mean, my house was done down there before he ever even gave me the tops of these culverts.
Are you talking about elevations of the top of the culverts?
Yeah, on how to set the culverts. Now, the set of the culverts is going to be set from the crown of the street. We basically know within 2 inches of what these things are going to be. Now, at 3518 Miramar that I've gotten under construction, we'll talk a little bit about that. It requires that everything drain from the back of the yard to the front of the yard without draining across anybody else's yard. Well, the back of the yard was 2 feet lower than the front of the yard. All right. Well, when I built the house, we had a lot of dirt that we had to scrape off from the driveway and everything that we moved to the back of the yard. And the ordinance says that I cannot bring in any fill dirt. And I understand what the ruling is. And FEMA doesn't want me to build up the house and divert the water to everybody else's house. But I've been able to take the dirt that we scraped off, that come, you know, the grass and stuff, and build up the back of the lots where they come to the front without bringing in any dirt. And that's exactly what I got planned for 3330 and 3332. I've got where the building pads are going to be placed. We're going to be scraping, and we're going to be pushing the dirt from the back of the lot to the front of the lot. That's where she's talking about the arrows. That's the way it's going to drain. That's the way my engineer has designed it, and that's the way that Latney is going to make sure that I prove to him that that's what's happening before I get my CO, without bringing in any dirt.
Unless I'm mistaken, we're not here to discuss that.
No.
We're talking about taking down some trees.
And I just need the trees down so I can.
Forest trees, so I know a little bit about that too.
Yeah.
And these oak trees will not soak up enough water to make any difference on this drainage. So I think the oak, not taking the tree out to affect the drainage is not an issue. And I'll just go ahead and state my opinion on a couple other things too. Like I said, I'm glad to see people want to build nice houses and short acres, because that helps the property value for all of us.
Okay.
When you start trying to tell somebody that they can or can't have their driveway in a certain way, then you're discouraging them from building in a certain period. And as much money as they're spending on a house like this, I'm sure they're going to have nice landscaping plans, in my opinion. As far as replacing trees that might need to be cut down to accommodate that, I don't know why the city doesn't plant trees across the road in that nice wide strip of area where there are no houses, and they could grow to, you know, create great shape. I'm going to say right now,
I will tell you this, we're building green houses down there, and we're actually using a form of zoysia grass that comes out of the King Ranch. It's like a low water grass. I mean, everything that we're doing down there is, I'm telling you, you're not going to be able to recognize Miramar in 18 months. The people that and this is off the subject, but on 3330, the owner of that house was down here when that last house burnt down. And he saw all the pipes that the fire department had to put all the way down the street to be able to put the house out. And he paid me another $17,000 to put a fire extinguisher system in that house. And I've actually kind of made that standard in all my houses down there, because anybody that saw that house burn down and all those sections of pipe that the Lord had to put together to put that fire out, they're going, hey, you know, by the time they get down here, and I said, well, you're right on Miramar, and there's the fire hydrant. He goes, well, you know what, I really don't care. You know, I'll pay the money. So these are people that aren't just building second houses. There's a lot of people that are going to be living here too. And we're building greenhouses. Like I said, that's always is three times what St. Augustine. I mean, it's going to be beautiful down there. And the landscaping packages are going to be extensive.
Um,